It's time for our Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market in Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Here's a highlight.
Here's the 1-2. Swung on, line drive, right field, base hit. That'll score Chisenhall. Holding at third is Gomes as it's fired in quickly by Martinez. But the RBI single by Chris Johnson ties this game at one.
There you go. Let's highlight. We have a Sands highlight, a Johnson highlight. I saw Johnson. I thought maybe it was Duke Johnson. He was doing double duty yesterday as well for that. But joining us to talk about the Tribe is Bob DiBiasio. Bob, what, we had a lot of rain this weekend. We were supposed to play Friday, and then they said, well, okay, we'll do that on Sunday. And then they were supposed to play Saturday. And are we still waiting on determining what's happening with the Saturday game? Or was the Saturday game made up on Sunday? I don't know how this worked out.
Well, Friday's game, yes, was made up as part of a doubleheader. Yesterday, Saturday's game has not been identified with a makeup game yet. So, good morning, boys. We had a lot of rain this weekend. It's no fun with having rain at the ballpark, and everybody comes ready to either play or watch or work, and we weren't able to do any of the above.
That's
for two straight days, which is very rare.
Yeah, that's why they need to put games on Saturday at 1 o'clock, start in the afternoon. So if there is a weather problem, you have some maneuverability on there. But
well, you know, that's an interesting thought, but I will tell you something, that Saturday afternoon, even during the 90s when we were selling out every game, the largest no-show factor appeared on Saturday afternoons because people just have so much more things to do. Families playing Little League or soccer, or guys or ladies are golfing or doing something. So we've learned throughout our market research, Saturday afternoons just don't draw.
So let's talk about it. It was a traditional doubleheader yesterday. It was baseball from sunup to sundown practically, and we split it with the Tigers. So one step forward, one step back. It's kind of a wash, I guess.
Yeah, we got to 500 at 70-70, and couldn't win the nightcap. And Trevor Bauer, unfortunately, continues to be inconsistent. And interesting year for the kid. He'll probably throw 200 plus innings. As a young pitcher, that's really a terrific feat, taking the ball every fifth day. And, he sits at, what, I think 11-12, which for a young player in his first full big league season from start to finish, I think he'll take that. But I think it's maddening to him, as he said in the post game. You know, very frustrating for him that, we get a 2-0 lead and his job is to sit and hold it.
Francisco Lindor continues to have a nice season. You know, Bob, when he came up, a lot of people thought he'd be terrific on defense, but he's had a pretty good bat, too.
Yeah, well, he's a kid that we expected to be a major league impact player. We wanted to make sure when he did get to the big leagues, he was ready to play. And not taking the shuttle back and forth to Cleveland and Columbus because, he just had to work on a few things. And, people argued with us a little bit that we should have brought him up earlier, but we really did feel that, it really does a disservice to an athlete when you bring them to the big leagues early. They struggle. Then they lose a little confidence, and you have to demote them to the minors, and that whole thing is for some players just a little hard to deal with. So we really waited to make sure we were doing the right thing with Francisco. It seems like it. The kid is a terrific player. He plays with a smile on his face and a wonderful intensity, and he's a terrific teammate. He's a good leader at a young age. Somebody that we're going to enjoy watching for the next 6-plus years.
Bob, on kind of a sad note, Rocco Scotti, a longtime national anthem singer, passed away in recent days. He was 95, and I know you you've known Rocco, had known Rocco for a long time. How did he come to be a singer before the Indians games?
Well, I really was saddened by his passing. He was a true friend, not just personally, but to our organization. I knew him nearly 40 years, and just one of those things that happened that he, people auditioned, and he just fell into being the guy that we called upon with regularity. And, once you start doing that, it goes from year to year to year to year. Next thing you know, he's been the anthem singer at the Cleveland Stadium going on 20-plus years, and always fun. He was a fan favorite. He loved performing the anthem prior to an Indians game at Cleveland Stadium. A real unique member of the Cleveland sports scene.
He's one of those that... That was sort of a part of how the Indians games always started. And then, of course, it was a time when obviously he had to step down and got older as well. And other people now, you kind of have sort of a different kind of honor for people that come in to sing the national anthem. All sorts of people, singers, and people who play instruments as well. So it just makes a different event for people coming out to a game.
Yes, it does. And it's a real honor to for people to come and do that prior to a game. And Rocco was really one of the true fan favorites.
Well, we've got our trivia coming up next, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli. We've got tickets for Indians game coming up on the 19th against the White Sox next.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
Well, let's get into some Tribe trivia this morning with Bob. What's the question this morning? What do you have for us?
Well, the trivia question for today is going to focus on the Triple Crown. Everybody, I think, knows about the Triple Crown for offense. As a matter of fact, we're wearing uniform number 7 in honor of Al Rosen, who narrowly missed winning the Triple Crown in 1953. And obviously, offensively, it's a batting average, homers, and ribbies. But there's also a pitching Triple Crown. When you lead the league in wins, lowest ERA, and most strikeouts. Name the Cleveland Indians pitcher who won the pitcher's Triple Crown. Get bonus points if you know the year.
Again, what Indians pitcher won the Triple Crown? Bonus points for the year just to prove yourself.
Not sure what you have for a bonus, but...
I'll just say you
get a good pat on the back.
Exactly. That's right. I won't hang up on him, accidentally disconnect the phone. I'll be a little more careful with the dial tone going on here. Well, 3220930 is the number, 3220930. It's 4 tickets for the Indians-White Sox game coming up on the 19th of September. If you know the answer, first one in wins. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Have a good week.
All right, boys. You too.